Welcome to English as a Second Language Podcast, number 30. Hello and welcome to English as a Second Language Podcast, number 30. My name is Dr. Jeff McQuillan from the Center for Educational Development, coming to you today from Los Angeles, California. Visit our website at www.eslpod.com for more information about this podcast. Today's topic is going to the pharmacy, or we sometimes say going to the drugstore. Now let's get started. I stopped by the drugstore last night on my way back home from work. I had a few toiletries to pick up, as well as my prescription. Fortunately, the chain pharmacy where I go has a little bit of everything. Food, greeting cards, magazines. It's almost as big as a regular supermarket. To begin with, I needed to get some medications for my allergies. I've got hay fever, so I'm sneezing up a storm every morning when I wake up. While I was at it, I also got some antacids and some Band-Aids. Now it was time to pick up my refill. I stood in line for a few minutes before being waited on. Since it was not a new prescription, the pharmacist didn't have to do a consultation with me. I just gave the clerk my insurance card, and she rang up the sale. Fortunately, I have a low copay, so my HMO foots most of the bill. Now let's talk about some of the words we used in our discussion of going to the drugstore. Let us start with that term, drugstore. As I said before, drugstore is the same as a pharmacy. It's identical. It's synonymous with a pharmacy. I said that I stopped by the drugstore last night. To stop by means that you were going somewhere and then you decided before you go there to go somewhere else. So I was going to my friend's house over in Beverly Hills, and I stopped by West Los Angeles to pick up a bottle of wine. To stop by somewhere means to go somewhere before you go somewhere else. It implies that you may or may not have been planning on doing that. I said that I was coming back from work. I said I was on my way home. To be on your way means to be going in that direction. I'm on my way to the store. But we don't say I'm on my way to home. We just say I'm on my way home. That's an exception. Normally we say to. I'm on my way to somewhere. I said I had to pick up some toiletries. Toiletries is anything that you would use in your bathroom. The word toilet and bathroom are often used as the same in the United States. I said I had to pick up some toiletries. To pick up, of course, means to buy, to obtain, to get. One of the things I had to get was my prescription. A prescription is what the doctor gives you for some illness or some sickness. A prescription means that you can only get it with the doctor's note. And that note is called a prescription. So we use the term prescription to indicate the drug as well as the note, the piece of paper the doctor has to sign and you bring to a pharmacy or a drugstore. I said that the pharmacy I went to was a chain pharmacy. A chain, anything, any sort of store or business that's a chain, means that there are more than one branch. There's more than one of that type of, the company has more than one location. So McDonald's is a chain restaurant. And lots of chain restaurants. Burger King is a chain restaurant. Here in Southern California, there are many chain grocery stores. You can also have a chain bookstore or a chain shoe store. Any kind of business that sells things can be a chain. I said that the pharmacy had a little bit of everything, including greeting cards. Greeting cards is the general term that means any sort of card, a birthday card, a Christmas card, a anniversary card, any type of card that you would buy for someone to give them for some special reason, special occasion. All of these are called greeting cards. I went to the drugstore mostly to get some medications. Medications simply means a type of drug. Medications could be prescription medications, or they could be over-the-counter. Over-the-counter medications are medications or drugs you can buy that you don't need a doctor's prescription for. Cold medicine, cough medicine, medicine for your stomach, antacids, which are medicines to help you with an upset or when you're not feeling well in your stomach, those are usually over-the-counter. Sometimes we say they're OTC. OTC means over-the-counter. I needed to get some medications for my allergies. Allergies are when you react to different things. You can have an allergy to dogs or cats. So whenever I see I'm close to a cat, I sneeze. Achoo! Right? That's an allergy. I have an allergy to the cat. You can have allergies to plants. You can have allergies to different foods. Hay fever is one type of allergy. Hay fever is an allergy to different plants. And that's what I have. So when I have hay fever, I sneeze, okay? But not just sneeze, but I said I was sneezing up a storm. To sneeze up a storm means to sneeze a lot. A storm, of course, is when you have a lot of rain or a lot of wind. So it's a metaphor. It's a expression that we use that is like something else in this case. I said that and going to the grocery store, I was buying some medications. And while I was at it, I got some antacids and some Band-Aids. This expression, while you are at it, means since I was doing something at the same time that was in the same place, or that was similar, I also did something else. For example, you may say, could you go to the store and buy me some milk? And while you're at it, could you also get me some cereal for breakfast? So while you're at it means while you're doing something else. Very common expression we use. I also already mentioned what antacids are, they're for your stomach. And we also have Band-Aids. Band-Aids is technically a brand of bandages in the United States. A brand means one company, particular company has a name, and the name of their bandages is called Band-Aids. But they're so popular that now many of us call bandages Band-Aids, even though there's only one company that makes bandages, things you would put on if you cut yourself, for example, you would put on a Band-Aid or a bandage to protect it. I said I had to pick up a refill. A refill for a prescription means that the doctor said you can get this drug, you can get a new supply, you can get more drugs for so many times. So, for example, I have a prescription for my allergies, and I have 5 refills, meaning I can go back and get a bottle of pills 5 times. To refill a prescription means to get more of a drug that you already have gotten before. I said I stood in line for a few minutes before being waited on. That expression, to stand in line, means, of course, to be in line. To be waited on is an expression you often hear in a restaurant, but we also use this for any sort of service situation, any place where someone is going to help you in a store or in a post office. If you work for a store, you are asked to wait on customers, means to help customers. I said that the pharmacist didn't have to do a consultation with me. The pharmacist is the person who goes to pharmacy school and gets a degree, a medical degree. So a pharmacist gets their own medical degree in order to give out drugs or to dispense drugs. To dispense means to give out. A pharmacist does a consultation with a patient or a person who's buying the drug. A consultation just means that they sit down, or they usually just stand, and they tell you what the drug is, what you should use it for, and how you should use it. When you get a new prescription, the pharmacist usually does a consultation with you. But if you're just getting a refill, that's not necessary. I said that I gave the clerk my insurance card and she rang up the sale. The term clerk means anyone who works at a store, usually the person who takes your money, the person who rings up your sale. To ring up a sale means to process the sale, to take your money, to put it in the cash register, which is the place where the store keeps its money, and to give you a receipt for your purchase, for what you bought. I said that I had a low copay. Copay stands for co-payment. When you have medical insurance in the United States, usually you have to pay a small amount when you go to the doctor, every time you go to the doctor, and every time you get a prescription. It's not the full amount, it's not the complete amount. The insurance company pays the rest, but you usually have to pay 5, 10, maybe $20 of the cost. That's called a copay. I said that my HMO foots most of the bill. HMO means Health Maintenance Organization. In the United States, an HMO is a private company that provides you, that gives you medical service. They have doctors, they have hospitals, they have pharmacies, and you buy insurance so that you can be a member of an HMO. Not everyone is a member of an HMO. Many people in the United States cannot afford, do not have money for the private insurance. So they have to go to a public hospital if they can. I said that my HMO foots most of the bill. To foot the bill means to pay for, to take care of the expense or the cost. Who's going to foot the bill for tonight's dinner means who's going to pay for tonight's dinner. It's an informal expression. That's going to do it for today's ESL podcast. As always, we ask that you email us and tell us who you are and where you are. Our email address is ESLPOD@ESLPOD.com. From Los Angeles, California, this is Jeff McQuillan saying goodbye and asking you to come back and listen to us next time on ESL Podcast.
ESL Podcast is produced by the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This podcast is copyright 2005.